Hello, dear listeners, and here is the third of our Christmas bonus mini-episodes for you. This one is called The Crow and the Water Jug. The crafty crow, a brainy bird, a cunning little creature. Cleverness is one of its most admirable features. On a hot and sunny day, the crow wanted a drink. It flew down to the farmer's house and stopped there for a think. Every day about this time, it knew the farmer's daughter sat on the veranda and took out a jug of water. She filled her cup and swallowed it and gave a little sigh. She sat upon her rocking chair and slowly closed her eyes. She opened up her mouth a bit and then a little more. The crow knew that the time was right when she began to snore. By now the crow was very hot and desperate for a glug. It fluttered down and put its head into the water jug. It looked around for water. It had thought there would be plenty. But now it looked and realized that the jug was nearly empty. It stretched its little neck but couldn't stretch it far enough. How to get the water? This was going to be tough. It pulled its head outside the jug and had a look around.
Aha!
It said and clacked its beak and fluttered to the ground. It picked a little pebble up and flew back to the top. It dropped the pebble in the jug. It landed with a plop. It flew down for another stone and dropped it in the water. The crow was very careful not to wake the farmer's daughter. It went back for another and another after that and dropped them in the water where they landed with a splat. When the water jug was full, the crow came to a stop. All the stones had lifted up the water to the top. The clever bird drank greedily. It swallowed and it slurped. And when the crow had had enough, it gave a little burp. So next time when you think you can't, remember that you can. Use that crafty brain of yours to come up with a plan. All right, quiz time. Why did the crow visit the farmer's house on a hot and sunny day? To get a drink. What did the crow notice about the farmer's daughter every day? She sat on the veranda with a jug of water. How did the crow know it was the right time to get a drink? When the farmer's daughter began to snore. Why couldn't the crow reach the water in the jug? The jug was nearly empty. What happened when the crow dropped the pebbles into the jug? The water level rose. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.